This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
People are dead, including a gunman and a sheriff's deputy, after a mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, late last night. They say a man walked in a black trench coat, pulled out a gun, and started firing, also tossing a smoke grenade or two. This fire official says they think at least a dozen people were wounded.
Some of those that were able to get out of the facility actually drove themselves to the hospital. We're still trying to finalize that number and make sure that we've accounted for everybody.
2 days after the midterm elections and three U.S. Senate races, a dozen U.S. House races, and one for Georgia governor are still too close to call. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
The White House has banned a CNN journalist after a contentious post-election day news conference held by President Trump. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The White House has suspended the White House pass of CNN's Jim Acosta, accusing him of harming an intern who was trying to grab his mic away during a contentious exchange with President Trump. Acosta responded on CNN.
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
In a statement, CNN said White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders lied. They said the White House revoked Acosta's press pass in retaliation for his challenging questions during the conference.
President Trump's proposed to the VP, Mike Pence.
Mike, will you be my running mate, huh? Stand up, Mike, please. Raise your right hand. Will you? Thank you. Okay, good. The answer is yes. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That happened during President Trump's post-election day news conference yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Canada is apologizing to Jewish refugees who were rejected entry during the 1930s. In the House of Commons, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, gave a speech yesterday asking for forgiveness for his nation's refusal to grant asylum to fleeing Jewish refugees. He characterized the act as callous, and he says they contributed to sealing the cruel fates of far too many of those who were harmed in the Holocaust. In 1939, Canada did turn away the MS St. Louis, which was carrying over 900 Jewish people. For the first time in over a decade, less than a majority of Americans say crime is a very or extremely serious problem in America. A Gallup poll released yesterday said 49% believe it was a very or extremely serious problem, but that number is down 10% from where it was just a year ago. Half of the Americans surveyed say crime is a moderate or not at all a serious problem. It's the first time the top number dropped below 50% since 2004. And a Texas judge is letting his juvenile defendants go free after losing his reelection bid. Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Devlin releasing at least seven young people who appeared before him yesterday before letting them go, asking them if they planned on killing anybody. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek is with us, former partner of major bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim & Company, a former columnist for the Fiscal Times. I didn't say communist. I said columnist for the Fiscal Times. She writes for The Hill. Brad started to get a little nervous, Liz. He started to hear me almost misspeak there as I was getting my tongue ahead of my brain here for just a moment. And so he got a little bit nervous. Anyway, of course, she writes for The Hill, contributes frequently to Fox News. Actually, she's an official contributor of Fox News these days as well. Liz, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Well, the market is loving the midterms, huh?
The market is loving the midterms, and for good reason. I mean, really, let's review the upside of what happened last night. Yes, the Democrats took over the House, but by a reasonable, not a blowout margin, and they had certainly hoped for a blowout across the board. And more importantly, the GOP kept the Senate. And so what do we have? We have the potential of gridlock, which generally speaking markets like, because no legislation is going to come hurtling at investors that is unexpected and disrupts markets or disrupts industries. What's ironic a little bit is that we actually have had sort of this setup for the last 2 years. As you, I'm sure, aware, but your listeners may not be so aware, the House has actually been a beehive of activity,
yes,
putting out hundreds of bills, passing lots and lots of legislation, where it has happily gone to sit in a queue waiting for the Senate to notice and to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that hasn't happened because Chuck Schumer has demanded maximum 30-hour floor time for debating all nominees, even completely inconsequential and non-controversial nominees, a process known as cloture. And he has invoked cloture, I think, 81 times, which has meant that Mitch McConnell, majority leader, has had to really prioritize what comes first. And what has come last is any new bills or legislation. So guess what? That's going to continue. All those bills that the Republicans passed or have already piled up, I think there are 569 of them now, and there will be a slew of bills, I'm sure, coming out of a Democratic Congress that will, again, go and wait. So
exactly.
Nothing's going to really happen. I wrote a week or so ago about what it would look like if Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, and Nancy Pelosi were all given positions of responsibility, which they may well. And the answer is there's going to be a lot of investigations. Adam Schiff's already made that clear. Maxine Waters is threatening subpoenaing all Trump's bank records and Deutsche Bank accounts and all the rest of the stuff. But you know what? Go ahead. You know, they may do that. I'm sure the Republicans in Congress are going to try and block as much of that as possible. The markets won't like it. They won't like talk of impeachment, but from what we've seen of the Mueller probe, I think we'll get through it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and certainly with the Senate in the hands of the GOP, That's the firewall. It's not going to go any further. We've gone through this exercise before with Bill Clinton, and it stopped in the Senate. And, you know, the rules are there. And thank God for our founding fathers and their wisdom to block this kind of, you know, ridiculousness, because the expense, I mean, that we have already put in the Mueller campaign, you know, the Mueller probe, over $17 million. And what do we have to show for it, Liz?
Yeah. Well, that's the point. And I think the country has investigation fatigue at this point. Now, you know, Republicans engaged in some of that when they investigated the Benghazi murders and had other investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails and so forth. And what we've seen is you can carry it too far. It can go too far, and people actually respond badly, as they did, obviously, with the impeachment effort against Bill Clinton. So if it gets to that, yes, there's a firewall. Also, I think politically it's not a very good road for Democrats to travel. And I think, interestingly, Nancy Pelosi knows that. All these new young progressives who've been elected may not know it. And this may be a problem for Pelosi going forward. But she's pretty aware that that's not a very winning strategy.
Yeah, you've got a lot of young energy coming in,
yeah,
and many of those who said right at the forefront, they're not going to support Nancy Pelosi, but I think they underestimate her influence and power. I mean,
yeah,
she's got her hands on a big wallet, and she's very generous, and so you can say whatever you want, you can pound your chest and jump up and down, but at the end of the day, as they found out in this last midterm, it takes money, and what I'm concerned about, Liz, is the kind of money that was spent, I think, in excess of $5 billion this midterm election.
Yeah, what? I love it. I mean, I love all those tens of millions of dollars that flooded into Beto O'Rourke. He lost.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that is money that's not going to be available to fund the next Democrat candidate. And, of course, there will always be more money, but I think it's kind of a heads up. First of all, that, you know, Democrats spent more than Republicans in this cycle. So for all the whining and chest beating about dark money in politics, most of the dark money this time came from Democrats and went to Democrats. Number two, it sort of goes to show it's really at the end of the day about the candidate. Yes, money is important, but don't forget Hillary Clinton outspent Donald Trump by a factor of, I don't even know what, hugely.
I think 5-1 or something. It was
incredible. Yeah, a huge difference. It didn't matter at all. Now, partly, Donald Trump had huge name recognition. But, you know, kind of backing up again and kind of looking at this whole sweep of events, let's not forget that the Democratic Party under President Obama was obliterated. So when you have 3/4 of the nation's governors be Republicans, when he's lost more than 1,000 state legislative seats across the country, and you have minority positions in the Senate and the House, you know, guess what? It's pretty hard to stay down that long. So I expected the Democrats to take the House. I was hopeful Republicans would keep the Senate, but remember that in 2010, not only did Obama lose 63 seats in the House, as compared to whatever it turns out under Trump, maybe 27 or 8 or something like that, maybe a little bit more than that, he also lost six Senate seats. And so frankly, I was sort of, I don't know about you, but I was watching Fox and some other channels last night, sort of surfing to see what the commentary looked like about the voting. And when it started early on that Kentucky 6 looked like it was going to go Democrat and this one and that one, the commentators were universally negative about everything Donald Trump had done. He had, you know, he should have talked about the economy, should not have talked about immigration, shouldn't have backed DeSantis for governor in Florida, did this, that, and the other thing wrong. Well, guess what, folks? He saved the Senate, and he can take a victory lap, which he did today. I applaud him for it. He deserves it.
Well, you know, as much work and as hard of work as he did, Liz, you know, in saving the Senate and even saving some House seats, the big question, the obvious missing link here was Paul Ryan. Where was he?
Well, it's a good question. Paul Ryan was raising some money, but look, he has one foot out the door. So his clout, I think, you know, winding the clock back, if you had to do it over, it would have been nice if all those, what was the number, 30-something Republicans hadn't announced their retirement from the House.
Yeah, you had something like
26
net, because some of those 30-something went on to run for different positions. But it was a big, big blow to, you know, there's no question the incumbent has a lot of firepower, and it was a blow to the Republicans.
Liz, we got to hit the pause button real quick. We'll be back.
Sure.
We'll pick it up from there. More from Liz Peek after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with the American
America, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek is with us, contributor with FoxNews.com and Fox News in general. Boy, I'll tell you, I see you all the time on television. You get a lot of coverage here.
Well, yes, and thank you.
Deservedly so, I want to say
that. I'm mostly on Fox Business, which I really do like. I really encourage your listeners to tune into Fox Business. It's, you know, a nice combination of politics, finance, kind of what's going on in the world of commerce. And there's some terrific shows, which I am, yes, very flattered to be part of now. I mean, I've got about six or seven shows I'm doing, so it's fun. It's great.
That's awesome. You know, we were talking earlier about, about this election and what it took. Not only was the candidate, but in the same case with Donald Trump in 2016, being a marketing guy, Liz, I got to tell you, to me, it's the message. If you've got the message, you don't have to spend a lot of money because it becomes organic. It just takes off. People are talking about it. They're engaging with it. This is the power and force of Donald J. Trump, which he's teaching everybody about. And here you got Beto O'Rourke raising records amounts of money, but he lacked a message. Hillary Clinton lacked a message, and you can't make it up with money can only go so far, but
that's right.
Really can't. It can't bring you across the victory line like a good message.
No, the only message they had, the only consistent Democratic message was Donald Trump is terrible. That's the only thing they could really come up with. And I was talking to a young woman today who is not a Trump fan. I don't know how she voted, probably Democrat. But she said, you know, it's become so boring. I can't even read New York Magazine anymore or The New Yorker or The New York Times. It's all so relentless. And I think there is a fatigue factor that has set in. As she said, when every single thing that Donald Trump does is the biggest scandal of the universe, it'll end the world, et cetera, et cetera. You know, at some point you kind of say, okay, I don't buy this anymore. I mean, the reality is, for an awful lot of Americans, life's pretty sweet right now, and it's getting sweeter.
Exactly.
So,
right.
I think that was really a shallow posture that the Democrats adopted. In a way, for some of these, like Ocasio-Cortez, she doesn't have any other message because nothing else she has to say makes any sense. So that's kind of where she landed, you know. But honestly, the party elders, if you will, should know better. Chuck Schumer should know better. And if you read, now, I will back up and say the one thing Democrats did that I thought was smart, and I got to say I saw this coming a few months ago, this health care issue worked for them.
Yes, exactly.
Big time. And Republicans, it is totally on Republicans that they allowed, number one, that they bobbled the ball so badly for health care. And, you know, John McCain, not supposed to speak ill of the dead, but the truth
is,
the
one vote, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
He torpedoed the beginnings of what might have been a substantial rewrite of Obamacare, which might have worked out well. Well, it didn't happen, and they had no recourse. They really didn't know where to go next. And even though they've made some, I think, smart moves in terms of opening up other kinds of accounts, they totally let Democrats craft that message. For the next election, they have got to fix this. And you know, pigs will fly occasionally. Who knows that maybe the Democrats and Republicans in the Congress won't get together and try to work on Obamacare. Obamacare is law of the land. Let's make it work for people instead of just trashing it or hailing it as the greatest thing since sliced bread, because it is neither that.
Exactly. Well, and this is the opportunity. I mean, to hear Nancy Pelosi last night, she's going to be about legislating, not investigating, which this seems to be the new mantra. But like you, Liz, I was shocked when the Republicans let that go unanswered and they allowed themselves, when it came to health care, to be defined by the Democrats. I mean, that is politics 1A. I mean, that's just the simple foundational matter of how you deal with the thing. You do not allow your competition to define yourself.
No, and they really did that. And by the way, what's really amazing is they also did it with tax policy. They kind of let the Democrats, and it started even before they had a bill, if you remember. Chuck Schumer was out there saying, the tax plan is going to be all about the wealthy and corporations. Well, it was largely about wealthy and corporations because all tax programs are about those groups, because if you're not making any money, you're not paying any taxes.
Right.
But by gosh, you know, imagine this. I mean, 85% of the country gets a tax cut, and the tax bill is unpopular. You really have to scratch your head. Anyway, again, Republicans did not have a unified, successful message. But here's one reason why I think that's true. You know, going back to the beginning of Trump's presidency, and you do have to kind of go back to that's when the whole tax discussion started, an awful lot of Republicans, and this gets to why so many retired as well, really were not confident that Trump was going to last 6 months. I mean, a lot of people were saying, oh, he's never going to finish out his term. You know, he's going to be hounded out of office. He's going to be indicted, whatever. And I think a lot of Republicans, therefore, did not necessarily buy into the whole tax plan. They didn't see what the effect of it might be. They didn't really understand it. I mean, Steve Moore and Art Laffer and these guys should have spent a lot of time convincing Trump. They should have gone out and also spent a lot of time with the Republicans in Congress, because I don't really think some of them understood the power of what they were about to do.
I think some of them, Liz, you know, along that line, were so fixed against Trump. Anti-Trumpers that it was the wrong gospel, wrong church. No matter how many, you know, much time Steve Moore or Laffer or Kudlow would have spent with them, they didn't want to get it. And what happens, and you've been on corporate America long enough, when you get leadership that comes in with a vision that you don't believe in, you kind of indict yourself, and you got to either lead, follow, or get out of the way. So in some sense, I think it was a positive thing that, you know, in that context, that some of these Republicans exited. I wish they'd have done it a little bit differently, but, you know, it's like, look, they were not going to get on board no matter what. Jeff Flake, there was no way that he was going to get on board. He needed to get out of the way, and we needed to get some fresh blood in there. And I think we've got some good people coming in, even though we didn't have control of the House, but in the Senate side, I think, you know, like you said, you know, the tea leaves are looking, I think, fairly good, all things considered. And this might be the opportunity. I mentioned earlier today that Trump may have, in a way, saved the Democratic Party, because they have an opportunity right now to do something like Newt Gingrich did with Bill Clinton, and that is work across the aisle and do something for the good of all America, and maybe they might save their party as opposed to being so focused on going so hard left.
If they can get over their antipathy to Donald Trump, that is a possibility. But honestly, I do remember having these moments of optimism in the past.
I'm not going to bet the farm on that, Liz. I just want you to know.
Honestly, I mean, you know, I do kind of think, oh, yeah, I remember 2008 thinking, well, you know, maybe it'll turn out okay. Nope, it didn't. So, I'm hopeful, too. It would make a lot of sense for the Democrats. I'm worried about the new generation having been sucked into thinking that this fellow Trump is a monster. And, you know, I think they believe all the lies that they've told about President Trump. Nancy Pelosi knows better. Chuck Schumer knows better. They know they've been spinning a yarn. The young ones, who knows? Maybe not.
Well, maybe they haven't caught up with the fact that the real Donald Trump is for real.
Yeah.
And that he is making things happen. And, you know, I think Republicans are starting to realize, I mean, they certainly realized it in this campaign. I was pleased to see how many candidates in this midterm election on the Republican side were very pro-Trump.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? Because he has made it work. And again, that's what is so interesting about all this. He did go out, and he got all those, he got all those people to come to the rallies. He got them to go and vote. If he hadn't done that, what was it, eight states in the last 6 days, all those rallies, we would have lost the Senate. That would have been, honestly, a catastrophe. I think the market would be down, you and I would be in despair, and there would be no more Trump agenda, let's face it.
Well, on that note, we'll leave it there until we talk again. Liz Peek with Fox News. Liz, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Have a good one.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid and Walgreens.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When deputies arrived on scene, they responded to the shots fired call. When they got here, they were still hearing those shots.
Authorities in Southern California say 13 people are dead, including a gunman and a sheriff's deputy, after a mass shooting at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, late last night. They say a man walked in a black trench coat, pulled out a gun, and started firing, also tossing a smoke grenade or two. This fire official says they think at least a dozen people were wounded.
Some of those that were able to get out of the facility actually drove themselves to the hospital. We're still trying to finalize that number and make sure that we've accounted for everybody.
2 days after the midterm elections and 3 U.S. Senate races, a dozen U.S. House races, and one for Georgia governor are still too close to call. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And we got Jordan Goodman, yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. You see, he got so brilliant, they couldn't handle him anymore. And they just said, hey, look, you better go. Go out on your own. You know a lot more than we do, and so we're always grateful to have Jordan here every other week to talk about our economy, especially in light after the midterm elections. The market is a buzz, huh?
The stock market's soaring based on the results from the midterms, and I think it's pretty much what people are expecting. The Democrats taking the House, the Republicans actually gaining a little bit in the Senate. A lot of Democrats winning governorships. So basically, it's kind of gridlock city. We're back to gridlock city again. This is exactly what happened with Obama. Remember when he got elected?
Exactly.
The first 2 years, he had what he wanted. And then in 2010, the Republicans took over, and he pretty much was not able to get much else done, is what right. It gets down to it.
Well, the people are willing to give you a couple of years added, you know, let's see what you can do for a couple of years. That's a pretty good trial. And the Republicans had their chance at it. But in the wisdom of the body politic, they want some checks and balances. So they figure, OK, let's go ahead. I know what we get with the Democrats, but, you know, let's put a check on this president just a bit.
And that's what's going to happen. I mean, there are all kinds of proposals to have an additional 10% tax cut, for example, for the middle class. Not going to happen, okay? There's no way there are going to be any kind of tax cuts coming out of it. no touching of entitlements. I mean, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, those are what's driving the deficits, but they're off the table.
I was going to say that. How do we deal with the deficits?
Then we don't.
It's just kicked down the road again because that's what the Democrats do. And, of course, we say the Democrats, but the Republicans don't seem to have the heart to really address this. They want to talk about it.
Paul Ryan talked about it, but he never did anything about it. And President Trump was not enthusiastic about it either. So the entitlements just keep growing. The deficit, which will be well over $1 trillion this year, will just keep growing. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, the one area it's possible the Democrats and Republicans could agree on something we both agree we need it is infrastructure spending for all the bridges and roads and schools and all the things that we need that are crumbling all over the place. The question
does not add to the deficit. Exactly. You sit there and go, okay, well, you don't want to touch any of the entitlements. And so, it's long been needed, this infrastructure plan. Okay, we'll put some add some more jobs, to the bottom line here, which is exciting. And these are good paying jobs, too, right?
Well, they are. And we really need these infrastructure. I mean, we don't want bridges falling down and those kind of things. But it's going to be a matter of financing. I mean, President Trump did put forward a kind of a semi-infrastructure public-private partnership where the public would put up maybe 20% of the money and the private sector 80% of the money. That didn't get anywhere, and the Democrats would try to do the opposite. They're going to want much more public money, and they're going to propose that from the House and the Senate. I mean, there are still some fiscal responsible left, maybe a little bit. They're not going to want to spend billions of dollars more in infrastructure, even though we all agree we need it. So that's an area where there's possible compromise, but funding is always going to be the big issue there. But from Wall Street's point of view, Bill, they're happy at all this. Okay, Wall Street got what it wanted. It got the tax cuts. It's got a lot of deregulation. Those are the two big things that it really wanted. And those aren't going to be reversed. The Senate is Republican. No. They're not going to reverse the tax cut. And then they may slow down further deregulation, but they're not going to slow down the deregulation that's already happened. And a lot of that's done at the agency level, not really with Congress. That's why the stock market's doing so well. And Wall Street's pretty happy about gridlock because we're not going to take away what they want, and they're not going to be able to put anything new on that's going to slow down business.
What about GDP?
I think it's going to keep growing. We're at about 3.5% now. The two areas that are going to slow the economy are rising interest rates, and the Federal Reserve is clearly going to keep raising interest rates, and the trade war. And I hope there's some kind of resolution. I'm not betting on it. I mean, President Xi and Trump are going to meet in Buenos Aires in the end of November, and that's all nice, but the groundwork is not laid for a deal, basically. So if we go into a full-out trade war, that's going to hurt the economy.
Right. Well, I'm hearing that China is blinking. Are they not?
Not yet. I mean, maybe they're in a pre-blink mode, but they're not actually blinking yet. I mean, they're getting hurt. The Chinese economy and stock market has taken it much more in the chin than we have because they're much more an export-oriented economy. But they're, for the most part, standing up and saying, we're going to keep subsidizing our state-owned enterprises. We're not going to lower tariffs. We're going to keep stealing your technology. I mean, they're not changing for these most things. Right. Now, we did get change out of Mexico and Canada and possibly out of Europe by putting a lot of pressure on them. But China seems to be different. Now, if they did, I don't know if I'd use the word concede, but something like that, back down, that would be very, very bullish for world economic growth. And the two largest economies in the world getting along better would be wonderful. And that would be a great legacy for President Trump if he could kind of break through and have the Chinese do some of the things we want. It hasn't happened yet. And if it doesn't happen, we go to full-out trade war and start January 1st.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Mexico and Canada, does the lame duck Congress handle the approval of the NAFTA 2.0?
No, that's going to happen in the new Congress. And in fact, I think the Democrats are going to make it harder to get that approved. They're much more skeptical of these deals than the Republicans. So that's an area where there could be a lot of conflict. If that treaty is not ratified, that could cause a lot of economic turmoil in all three countries.
It starts to unravel everything. And, the thing is that, it's not like they did such a great job with NAFTA, right? Or otherwise NAFTA would still be going.
Well, people agreed NAFTA needs to be revised. It's been 25 years.
Right.
But if that does not get ratified.
The Democrats weren't going to pick that up.
That is a major negative if that does not get ratified. That's correct. And that could be one of the real changes that happened with the House being taken up by the Democrats, is they are going to be much tougher on ratifying that trade agreement.
Well, they were championing health care. Do you think anything happens there?
The one thing I think could happen in health care is some kind of a limit on drug prices. President Trump's talked about that as well. And there's a lot of public outrage that drug prices are too high. And so I think that's possible, that they could have some kind of limit on drug prices, not price caps, but, for example, allowing Medicare to negotiate on drug prices, which was specifically excluded when Obamacare got passed back in 2009. So I think that's the one thing that could help. I mean, we're not going to get rid of the ACA, obviously, with a Democratic House. That's off the table as well. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of in this never-never land where parts of the ACA have been repealed, like the individual mandate, but we don't have a replacement ready, and the exchanges are still kind of in trouble. But you know, there's nothing new. We don't have... If we're getting rid of the old, there's nothing new to go to. So there's kind of a no man's land, I guess you might say, for healthcare.
But you've already crippled the ACA when you take the individual mandate out.
Correct. And I think
its funding mechanism is dead.
Yeah. A lot of people this year who are not going to have the mandate anymore are going to say, no, I'm not going to take health insurance. They're going to take a financial risk. Mm-hmm. But that means, and those people tend to be younger, healthier ones who don't have a lot of health claims. So it means that the people left behind tend to be the older, sicker ones who have lots of health care expenses and claims. So this is what they call the death spiral of health insurance. Is
right,
that the
exactly.
People remaining have much higher health care costs, and the people opting out are the ones who tend not to use it that much. And that's we're going to see that. Right now we're in the period, we're in the enrollment period, and we'll see what happens. But I think on the margin some people are going to say, I'll take my chances. I'll go without health insurance and save the money on the premium.
And, of course, the people that are most vulnerable are those with pre-existing conditions. Maybe the Democrats will take some of that money that they raise. I mean, this is the most costliest midterm election, I think, in modern history here. All the gazillions of dollars that were raised. Maybe some of the people look at that and say, hey, let's take some of that money and we'll defer it to pre-existing to try and deal with some of that issue.
Yeah, it was over $5 billion was spent on this campaign. Biggest by far.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can you imagine some of those Senate seats and House seats, what they were going for?
A lot of money. A lot of money. And I mean, at least the electorate was motivated and had tremendous turnout, so that was good. At least people are part of the, whether they like it or don't like it, at least they were part of the conversation, and it was much more motivating than previous midterms, so that at least was a good part of the election.
And they can stay in the conversation because they went out and voted. I don't like it when people don't vote and they want to complain.
Right.
I mean, so that doesn't work. So we got to leave it right there until the next time we get together. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Get emails from your folks all the time, and I'm always glad to help them.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, the 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Did you know lung cancer is the second most common cancer, resulting in more deaths than colon, breast, and prostate cancers combined? Lung cancer is complex, and every patient experience is different. Treatment and prognosis depend on several factors, including type of lung cancer and stage at diagnosis. In some cases, biomarkers may provide insights to help inform treatment decisions. With help from advocates like Katie Brown of Longevity, Bristol-Myers Squibb is working to educate patients and healthcare providers about personalized approaches to lung cancer treatment and care.
I know firsthand how lung cancer can drastically turn your life upside down. At Longevity, we believe every patient's journey is unique. Therefore, every patient deserves individualized care. During Lung Cancer Awareness Month and beyond, we stand united with the lung cancer community to support all those who are living with and fighting this devastating disease.
For more information about lung cancer, including treatment options, emerging research, and resources, please visit longevity.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bill Martinez live. You are the
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and guess who is here with us? Sarah Carter. Yes, we've been tracking her down. Finally get all of her. She's so doggone busy. I was telling her that Sean Hannity has gotten so territorial with her, he uses up all her time. And it's great to have her here. I was bragging on her because and deservedly so. At a time when we need journalism to pursue the truth, no matter wherever you can find it, number one. Number two is that it is critical to documenting history. To me, I believe that's the primary caveat of journalism, is that they need to document history. And I'm concerned, Sarah, that maybe 50 years down the road, with all the fake news flying around, if somebody gets the wrong time capsule and looks back historically what happened in America, they're going to go, how did you guys still exist?
I just love the way you described that, time capsule, because I think the same thing. I mean, every time you're investigating a story, every time you're on the front lines of covering something, I mean, as a journalist, I want to relay that story the most accurate way possible to the American people from what I've seen or from what I've investigated, and, you know, and then follow it up with questions and have the right sources and investigate those issues, even if it goes against maybe somebody that I really had great thoughts about or somebody that I didn't like. All of a sudden I find out, whoa, maybe they're not guilty of this. So right. When we look at these stories and we look at what's happened in America over the last few years, I would even say even during the campaign, you know, from way early in 2016 all the way till now, it's been so disheartening in some cases. In other cases, I've been so grateful to have had a platform and to have other journalists that I think are just as, just as hardworking, just as tenacious, who are out there trying to get the truth out to the American people and ensure that that is documented in history and ensure that we are holding people accountable for what they have done.
Well, I want to get into some specifics with the Robert Mueller case that seems to be winding down. Maybe we'll have a report by the end of the year, maybe first quarter early of next year.
That's right.
But I want to talk particularly about your new documentary on the border and opioid crisis. I've seen you there. You've been at the border. You've been in the midst of them. In fact, I quoted you often regarding the people that made up the migrant caravan. This is the
first one anyway. I mean, in a sense, I almost look out and see the caravans lining up, and I think, oh, gosh, this is like when I'm in Florida. You see in the Atlantic, you see the hurricanes, you know, they'll like be four deep.
Uh-huh.
And now we have, like, caravans four deep that you're reporting on. But particularly to your point, you went inside and you started seeing these things that, you know, Jorge Ramos and others that are, you know, very much pro-open borders. I mean, it's interesting how they want to open up the gates to our country and borders to our country, but I noticed that they still lock the doors to their home every night. But I guess for us, it's supposed to be different, right?
You know, I've said that. I've said that before myself. You know, for all the people that are out there, I mean, I understand, and we understand that we live in a phenomenal nation, a beacon of light where people from all over the world want to come. I mean, I've seen that almost everywhere I've traveled, whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, people asking me, do you know how I can get a visa? Can you sponsor me? How can I do this? And you know, it's almost always the legal way, right? There's a process to doing this, even though it's difficult. When I was in Guatemala about a week and a half ago, and I spent so much time in Central America and in Mexico, spending time there with the group as it was at the Honduran border, it was stunning to me to see what I saw, because if you watch Jorge Ramos, you would think it was just thousands of women and children.
Yes,
but it wasn't. It was less than 200 women and children that, by the way, they endangered because they put some of the babies and the women and children in front. So they were pushing up against them at the gate. And literally 1,500 men. Now, I speak Spanish. And I know what's going on, and I can communicate with the people, and I did. I wanted to hear their stories. I wanted to know why they were coming. Right. They had the same line. They were chanting. If I wouldn't have known any better, Bill, I would have been in Washington, D.C. at a protest or a rally. It was very well organized. The men were carrying a Honduran flag. They were saying that they were coming to the United States for jobs, that this was about poverty and about getting work, and if Trump didn't like it, well, basically, you know, yeah. I don't want to say the word, him.
Yes,
and it was very frightening at certain points. I mean, some of the men that I were talking to, that I was speaking with, they had tattoos that were MS-13. You could visibly see that they were gang members. One of them kept throwing his hand in my face. He had a pentagram on his hand, and he had literally dyed his eyes completely black. I don't know, he's tattooing the eye. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Yes, I have.
But
yes.
It's you know, and I, of course, I just kept talking to them. I kept interviewing people. I interviewed the Guatemalan intelligence officials, Mario Duarte, who heads Guatemalan intelligence. I interviewed President Morales, Jimmy Morales, and talked to him. And they were very open about working with the United States. And they talked about the problems that they face in Central America, particularly being Guatemala, where if people have papers, they can basically travel through Central America legally. So they were doing everything they could to try to turn some of these caravans back. But if people really care about the people in Central America, they would want to put a stop to this. They wouldn't want to make this just the beginning of what we would believe would be thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of more people trying to come into the U.S. if the president didn't put a stop to it now. Because the women and children in these groups, their lives are in danger. We're in danger. The president's first job is to protect our nation, to protect our borders. And we have to know coming into our country. Yes.
Exactly.
National security, most important.
Exactly. And Sarah, you know, it was just reported this morning that about 100 children and women have been kidnapped out of that caravan. So to your point, they're threatened even before they get here. And I can't even imagine what some of these parents go through when they're releasing their daughters to join these caravans, and they give them birth control pills because they tell them, they said, chances are you're going to get raped. So you better be prepared. So here's some birth control pills. And you're going to send your young daughter into the fray, and you're rolling the dice hoping that somehow she doesn't end up in some sort of sex trafficking situation, which, you know, this is turning into a human resources boon, you know, for the drug cartel that looks at these kids and say, okay, hey, he can be a drug runner, sex trafficking, she can be sex trafficking. And what's so underreported here is people do not understand what these women are enduring. I mean, in some cases, they go to these camps and they're having sex 20 times before lunchtime, and they get a little bit of break and they come back and they do it again. This is what they're subjected to.
It's horrific. It's absolutely true. I can tell you, in the group that I was with, the Guatemalan government actually took into custody some folks that were traveling with young children, some of them as young as 5 and 6 years old. They were not the parents of these children. They had no guardianship with them other than these strangers that were traveling with them. They were investigating it. They put the children into protective custody. It's so disheartening. People can't imagine how horrible this situation is. And if we allow it to be perpetuated, what they can do. Right now we know Los Zetas, very dangerous drug cartel that operates along the Texas border in Mexico, in Nuevo Laredo. I mean, Los Zetas was the one that apparently had taken the 100 people that were in Mexico City and is holding on to them. The reason the president has sent so many troops to the border, it not only sends a message, but remember that while our Border Patrol and ICE agents are so heavily vested in stopping those large groups from coming across the border, while they're focused on that, other areas of the border would be more of a security problem. And if the president has enough people on the border, even if the military personnel that's there is taking over logistics, is working on other office issues and fixing equipment, that can free up our Border Patrol agents, our ICE agents, to really handle the border, our nearly 2,000-mile border, a lot better. And it'll also stop the drug cartels from circumventing. Because, see, one thing the drug cartels are really good at, and I want to call them narco-terrorists, is they're really good at figuring out when everybody's in one section, how can they bring their contraband through another area of the frontier, right?
They're going to look for sleight of hand. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I do want to give you some time to talk about Not in Vain USA, the new documentary that you've been working on. And as far as the Mueller case, it's a good excuse to have you back. You know, so well,
right.
because you know that's not going to go away. You know, not anytime soon. So, let's talk about this new documentary on border and opioid crisis.
Well, I would love everybody who's listening now to take some time to watch. It's a 48-minute documentary. It's incredible. It's called Not in Vain, VEIN, and you can find it at notinvainvein.com. And you'll see the documentary there, but it basically exposes this opioid epidemic in a way that we've not seen before. It focuses on the Mexican drug cartels, on the movement of fentanyl into the United States, on China's export of it, and how these people are poisoning our children and basically killing our children. And a lot of Americans really do not understand or this threat and the significance of it, because a lot of times they think their kids are at a party. Oh, what's the big deal if they smoke some pot? Maybe some people are selling pills on the street that just look exactly like Oxycontin, Xanax, Percocet. Mm-hmm. Let me warn you that 50% of the pills that they have been getting in Ohio, that the undercover cops and DEA have been basically confiscating in Ohio, are fake pills. They're mixed with heroin and fentanyl. And this is the reason why we have so many ODs in the United States, you know, overdoses in the U.S.
Exactly.
We really need to pay attention to this. We need to pay attention to our border, and we need to pay attention to what's going on with our kids.
Fox News contributor, award-winning investigative journalist Sarah Carter has been with us. Sarah, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's